Blog Talk Radio. Everybody, welcome to the Extreme Praise Show. This is your girl, Lady X, and I have a special guest in the house this evening, one of the special guests of the night, Mr. William O. Folks.
Hey.
Say hello, William.
How y'all doing? How you
I'm
doing?
I'm sorry, this is Esquire. Let me put the comma / Esquire. He is an attorney. Who are you an attorney with?
I'm an attorney with my own firm.
Oh.
The Folks Law Firm, which is located on Court Street, 26 Court Street in Brooklyn, New York.
Okay. And what kind of cases do you handle?
I do civil rights law and I do criminal defense.
Okay,
so
which,
those two mostly.
Great, which it makes him so perfect for this topic. He actually deals a lot with stop and frisk type things. Explain a little bit of what you deal with.
Yeah, I mean, I deal with all types of criminal activity. I'm a criminal defense attorney, so anybody that's charged with a crime or a violation, some traffic infractions, I've had to deal with it, all the way from jumping a turnstile, riding a bike on the sidewalk.
So you're on the side that you represent the defendant?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay. And so which our topic for the night is going to be about stop and frisk, because a lot of this is what's going on in New York City.
Yeah.
It's been implemented for about, I don't know how long, maybe like 2 years or
no,
has it been?
Actually,
it's
stop
longer?
And frisk has been on the books for a very, very long time.
Really? It just seems like it's gotten really prevalent.
All the way back probably to the Giuliani administration.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, stop and frisk has been on the books for a while. The program, the specific program that Bloomberg is using is an increased increased implementation of stop and frisk.
Wow.
It's been years that the police have been able to stop and frisk you. It's just Bloomberg has decided to expand some other programs mm-hmm. that were also started years ago mm-hmm. In order to, I guess, combat street crime. I mean, you know, the argument is that it reduces crime in the city and stops the flow of guns going, you know, from people to people.
Right. So we're going to definitely get into that in a little bit. But I just wanted to say hello to everybody. Missed you much. The last time we were on air, I had Mr. Warner Miller here, who has taken a journey to Israel. He is now away on some kind of excursion. No, not an excursion, but, you know, he's an actor. So he's actually now doing something. I'm not sure exactly where he's at. But I know there's a time difference. So we're going to have him call in. He wasn't able to call in tonight. Hopefully the next broadcast he'll be able to call in, and we'll get some information about how his trip to Israel was, because I'm excited. I saw some of the pictures from CCC, which is my church, and they had a huge Israel trip. Anybody who wanted to go, you know, they just had to pay their way, but they would post pictures daily of the different tours that they took. They went into the Dead Sea. They got to go and swim into the Dead Sea. All these other things that they did, I can't even give you much insight about it. I need to speak with somebody who was actually there. So we're going to try to get Mr. Warner Miller on next time. This will probably be the last Sunday that we are broadcasting, because, you know, our regular night is on Mondays. However, the place where I broadcast from for the summer, they actually were closed on Mondays, which is why we've been airing on Sundays. But hopefully the next broadcast will be back on Mondays from 8 till 10 p.m. And actually is available on Mondays. So hopefully we'll get him on. I just want to share with everybody, I went on my family reunion in Charlotte. Shout out to all my North Cackalackians out there, all my family, my Boston Robinson family who came from all across the U.S., from Arizona to Virginia to North Carolina to New York, yada, yada, yada. And while I was down there, I was getting text messages. Actually, I got a text message from Ann Tripp from WBLS and WLIB. She's the news director, and she's been on the show before. I'm sure you all met her. She texted me and asked, Xavier, are you in a newspaper? And I'm like, no, what are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And come to find out, about 2 weeks ago, I actually sang at an event called Jams, and it was in Rufus King Park, I believe that's the name of it, in Queens. Shout out to Craig Crawford, who actually got me the gig. So I sang, it was an outdoor concert series. You know, we have them in New York. New York is like one of the best places to be for free concerts and throughout the city all summer long. So I sang, and it was so funny because there was this TV show called Love TV. It's an Australian TV show that basically talks about love. And the host is Aphrodite. She, like, it's so funny. So they
goddess,
had this,
the real
yeah, the goddess Aphrodite. Okay. So she had this, they had this van out there where the front of the van was clear. And so while you're doing an interview, everybody outside can see you and they can hear you. But I didn't know it was actually being taped for their television show. And they were doing an article on this show in the Daily News. So apparently, there was a portion when they asked me, can we see your look of love? And I kind of did a, if you're listening, wait, before I even do this, if you're listening and you want to see us live, you can go tune on to livestream.com/Extreme Praise Show, and you'll be able to see us.
Get ready
and you'll
for
be
this.
Able to, yeah. So you'll be able to see us. So go log on so you can see us and hear us. You can also listen by your phone at 818-495-6958. That's 818-495-6958. Let me make sure that's the right number. I should know it by now. Yeah, that's the right number. I've been doing this for how long? 2 years. Okay, so anyway. They told me, Xavier, let's see, Lady X, can we see your look of love?
Mm-hmm.
Can you give us the look of love? We want to know what your perception of the look of love is.
You don't have the look of love all the
so
time?
I don't think I do. What do you mean? I don't understand. I don't have the look of love all the time. Maybe a little bit.
Yeah. Love the accent. Love the
Maybe
accent.
Maybe a little bit.
That's
so
very
I said, oh, okay. And so they go on a count of three, and we want to see the look of love. So they go, one, two, three. And I go, okay, if you're looking, go to livestream.com. I don't know what I did.
You're not
I think
really
I went,
doing it right.
I don't know what I did. But anyway, they snapped the picture, and that is the picture that went in the Daily News. So all these people were texting me, and I had no idea because I was in Charlotte. So my coworkers actually ripped it out. Little did I know there's different versions of the Daily News throughout the boroughs in New York, and I thought they were all the same, but some boroughs get this. I guess in certain sections, like the arts section, is different in the different boroughs. But I was in the Daily News, so they tore it out. And then Anne actually, she copied all these copies and sent them to us in the mail. And when I get to my mother's house today, they were like, Auntie Xavier, I saw you. And there's a video on YouTube with it, too. So, yeah, you could go check out my YouTube page. I think I saved it as a favorite. So my YouTube page is LEIDIXB. So that's Lady, just a different way. That's the name, how we used to spell my old group I used to be in. LEIDIXB. So it's Lady XB, which are my initials, Xavier Boss. And you could go see the video. But if you want to look it up, actually, you can go to lovetv.com. And
Love TV.
Love TV, yeah.
To see the love look.
Yeah, so that was pretty fun, I have to say. That was my mother's all teary eyed. She's like, every time I see the film, I'm like, man, you act like I won a Grammy. I mean,
hey.
Maybe
gotta
one
give
day,
you kudos. Gotta
day.
Give you kudos.
It was fun though. You know, I'm glad I did it.
You didn't have to sign a release or anything for them to put
yeah,
it on?
Yeah, I did actually. Okay. I think I did sign a release. Did I? I think I did. But I didn't read it. You see? This
I mean,
is
if
what
you
happened.
If you were on TV, then usually.
Well, not TV. It was YouTube. Everything's on YouTube.
Well, still. I mean, even
I don't think
even
you need
YouTube,
to sign a release for YouTube.
I think it depends.
Really?
I don't know because I haven't researched it, but just when you said that, my lawyer antenna shot up. Oh, did she sign a release for that?
Why, are you going to try to sue them for me?
No.
Ooh,
I mean, you need to have damages before
I have
you
another
can
thing
sue.
That I would like to talk. Okay, off the subject. Okay. Hey, everybody. If you just tuned in, this is the Extreme Praise Show with your girl, your host, Lady X, and I have a special guest here, William Folks, attorney at law, criminal law, and he is going to talk with us tonight. I'm sorry, I can't get the accent out. He's going to speak with us tonight about stop and frisk and what you need to know. So make sure you stay tuned. But in the meantime, there's a couple of things, actually, Saturday, yes. What's today? Sunday. Oh, wow. It doesn't feel like Sunday.
Yeah, it is Sunday.
I'm used to doing this on Mondays.
Sunday, yeah.
So yesterday was actually the 11th anniversary of the death of Aaliyah. I don't know if you all remember Aaliyah, the R&B artist.
Yeah.
She was one of my favorite artists. She actually died when she was on shoot for her Rock the Boat video, and she actually died in a plane crash. And so she yesterday was the 11th anniversary. And then this week is the anniversary of Michael Jackson, his birthday.
Really?
Not the anniversary, his birthday is coming up.
Yeah.
When is his birthday? I know it's this week sometime because they were talking about it.
Me and Mike were not that close. We didn't exchange birthdays. I never found out.
You didn't find out when his birthday was? Come on.
Although, you know, I grew up with Mike.
Did you? Everybody did.
Yes, that's right.
Everybody did. And the generations to follow will also. I love me some Michael Jackson. You know what? I'm going to tell you, when he passed away, I played like a whole segment at the time, it was me and my two co-hosts who started. It used to be the OD Extreme Praise Show. So one of my co-hosts, you know, she's very adamant about she didn't want to have, you know, too much secular music,
okay,
which I understand. For me, you know, I feel honestly like if it's a positive thing, I feel like God created all music.
Amen.
You know what I mean? And
I
it's all about too. What you do with it.
That's correct.
For me, Michael Jackson was a huge influence on me. So I was like torn apart just because of, you know, not necessarily, but what came through him. He touched so many lives. There's no doubt about that.
That's true.
Absolutely no doubt
That's
about
very
that.
True.
Whether it's secular artists, gospel artists, he has some type of influence. You know what I mean? And then to see people who are so affected by the music is very powerful. We know William is also a singer. We had the pleasure of singing today on stage
What is that dance? It's not the Superman dance.
No, we did not do the Superman dance on stage at church today. That's not what we did.
No.
I forget what it's like the rock lean, whatever. Anyway, we're up on stage.
I don't know what it is.
On the church stage, I'm not a dancer.
I never said I was
on the church stage. He got us up there leaning and rocking at the end of service.
Yeah, that was nice. I like the way y'all followed that.
Yeah, we did. I appreciate that. It was a lot of fun.
It was,
you know, and I think the sanctuary, the people in the sanctuary will enjoy it. Actually, did you see
they
how
may
long?
Not even see this.
Did you see how long they stayed at the end of third service?
Yes.
Always.
That was fun.
You know why? Because they know there's no one else coming in, so they figure we could just rock out.
That's how we used to do when I was growing up. We used to just rock out at the end of church.
That's what I'm talking about. That's
what
I love to do. You know what? I love when C3 is there and they rock out hard.
Yeah.
But anyway, stay tuned. We'll be right back with William, and we're going to talk more about Stop and Frisk and what you need to know. Stay tuned. And also, we're going to have some guest artists in the house this evening.
All right.
We're going to do some interviews. I think we're going to have a bit of a live performance. I'm excited. Okay. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Extreme Praise Show, and this is Lady X.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like it's cold. Today's a new day, but where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
I'll be honest with you,
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over,
when you smile, so smile.
Now every day ain't gonna be perfect, but it's just
Today's a new day. But tell me, where are my blue skies?
Where is that love, y'all?
Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
The truth is,
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain.
That Holy Ghost power, y'all.
Fell from heaven like a shower now.
Now I know we've been hurt, y'all, but still. You're in right now.
Maybe.
What's up, what's up, what's up, everybody? Can you hear me?
Mm-mm.
I don't hear me either. I don't hear me. I'm going to have to use this one.
Check one, check one.
Testing, testing. Testing, testing. Ah, there we go, there we go. Hey, everybody, this is the Extreme Praise Show you're tuned into, and this is Lady X. Sorry about the technical difficulty. That right there was God Blessed by Mary Mary, and before that we was listening to, of course, I Smile by Kirk Franklin. And I'm back, and we have two new guests. So if you're watching on live stream, go to www.livestream.com/Extreme Praise Show. I'm about to give you my name. So it's Extreme is spelled X-T-R-E-M-E. So it's Extreme Praise Show, okay? And you could actually see us. You can listen at 818-495-6958. That's right. You can just listen from your cell phone if you don't have internet access. And if you want to listen online, you go to www.extremepraiseshow.com. So right now I have two brothers in the house, and I would like them to introduce themselves to the Blog Talk audience because they already introduced themselves to the live stream audience. So I guess we'll start from the front, sir. Go ahead. You can actually take it out if you want, if it's easier.
That's all good. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Watt. How you all doing? I'm Army.
Watt and Army. I love it. Y'all sound like you're about to do some serious dancing. Is it dancing you do? No dancing?
No,
yeah,
no dancing. No,
really? I'm telling you, it sounds like y'all about to get a step on. No step?
No step.
Okay. Just talking in the mic when you...
All right.
So tell me, what do you do?
We're lyricists.
I love that word. That's my favorite word.
Yeah, it's a good word.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, you're lyricist.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And you're also young black brothers.
Yes, we
are. Living in New York City.
In the hood.
You live in the hood, or you saying you're in the hood?
I'm just kidding. I live in the suburbs.
You live in the suburbs?
Yeah. I'm from Brooklyn, though.
Okay.
From the hood.
Why, you from Brooklyn, too?
Yeah.
I saw that on your Facebook page.
Yeah, I was born, like, not too far from here. I was born not too far from here. I was born in Crown Heights.
Okay.
So, yeah, grew up in the neighborhood.
Okay.
Around a lot. But right now I'm currently residing in South Jamaica, Queens.
In South Jamaica, Queens. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Shout out to all my Queens people. You know, we in Brooklyn right now, but we represent everywhere because this show is international. It's internet radio, and it's live stream. Once you're on the web, you can go anywhere. So we're not limited, you know, by just, like, regular radio waves. But I'm glad y'all are here early, and because you're going to show us, we're going to talk with you more about what you do and actually get a little bit of a live performance. So remember, everybody, if you're listening on Blog Talk, you can also watch at www.livestream.com/Extreme Praise Show. But in the meantime, we want to talk more with William about the stop and frisk. But before we do that, we're going to talk about an incident that happened at the Empire State Building.
Yes.
Last when was it? Last Friday?
I think it was last Friday. I know it was last week. There was it was reported initially as a shootout at the Empire State Building.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, what it turned out to be was a shooting near the Empire State Building.
Oh, really?
An employee, a former apparel designer who had a dispute with another employee. Apparently, he owned a gun or had one, came back into the area to shoot that employee, actually did shoot him down in the street. Out in the open, and walked away. A witness was on the building. These are accounts that I've read over different news articles.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just pulling it all together from what I've read. But there was a witness on top of the building. He alerted. The witness was sort of screaming down, and a couple of police officers heard him, basically confronted the guy. The guy raised the gun up at the police officers, and the police officers fired. I believe it was 16 shots.
Wow. Yeah, 16 rounds from the 16 police.
16 shots.
And then
somebody shot 9 times and somebody shot
7
times. The particular perpetrator didn't get off a shot to the police, but he was lit up and about 9 other people were wounded. So all the wounded people.
So you would say from this incident, more of, I mean, of course someone got killed, two people, which was the person
who he shot, and then the perpetrator.
Right. But there were others wounded, which was by the police.
Correct.
Okay. So in the case of this situation, you know, you have the stance of Bloomberg and the police department that stop and frisk is necessary because these types of incidents keep happening. But the reality of the matter is, from my knowledge, is that most of these stop and frisks, 88% of them, are actually, they're unarmed, and it's not helping to stop the shooting.
Right. They've discovered through the statistics from last year that 88% of them, that number that you mentioned,
mm-hmm.
were innocent.
Right.
That, like, not that they weren't doing anything, completely innocent. And 53% of the stops, and it's over 700,000 stops, by the way. I mean, not over 700,000. It's under, but it's around 700,000, like 684,
wow.
or something like that, which comes out to about, I don't know, over 1,500 a day.
Mm-hmm.
And 53% of those are black, and young, you know, black people. 34% of them were Latino.
Mm-hmm.
9% of them were white. These are the statistics from last year. So an overwhelming majority of them were black or Latina who were stopped. And again, 88% of them were completely innocent of any wrongdoing whatsoever. And this is from the NYPD statistics. So, you know, it speaks for itself. But, you know, young black men and young Latino men, especially men, but men and women, we all need to be aware of what's going on and aware of the, you know, what the police are operating under, and
right.
so that we can respond accordingly.
So you tend to defend a lot of these people who get arrested for these types of things?
The ones that get arrested, yes. There's a large percentage of the stop and frisk who never see a courtroom.
So oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I get a small percent of them who are, you know, they may have some marijuana on them, or they may have, you know, something that was totally innocuous when they were walking on the street, and they just happened to get stopped at first.
And it's those who are innocent that we don't see, which
correct.
Is a high percentage.
I have a number of cases where, you know, people are stopped, and they may be carrying someone else's bag, or they may be in a car that gets searched, and something that's not theirs ends up becoming theirs,
mm-hmm.
And they end up getting arrested for it. And then they see me. You know, I do what I do. So.
And what do you do?
And I'm good at what I do.
And what do you do?
I defend them. I make sure that their rights are completely exhausted. I'll put it this way. I do what Jesus would do for all of us who were in, you know, who we were all just guilty. We're guilty, period.
Right.
But Jesus stood in the gap and said, you know, Lord, how about this? How about this? So, I fight for my clients. I try, if my clients are telling me that they, you know, that they're guilty, I try and make sure that the punishment fits the crime. You know, I think I'm a vital cog in the system working properly.
So
I sleep well at night.
Can you give the listeners, as well as everyone who's here in the station, can you just share with us what are some things that we need to be aware of? What are our rights? When or if we are ever stopped by the police, what should and what should we not do?
Okay. The Constitution gives everybody, and everybody's heard this, the right to remain silent.
Mm-hmm.
So the first piece of information is you really don't have to share any information with this police officer except for, you know, your ID, who you are. If you have your ID on you, it would be good to turn it over. But you don't have to. You don't have to ask. You don't have to answer where you're going, where you're coming from. You don't have to do any of that. You can exert your right to remain silent. Now, a lot of people will say that, you know, that will sort of escalate the matter. So, okay, I understand that. No problem. Give them some information about who you are, your name, maybe where you live, that kind of information. Go right ahead and give that. It's called pedigree information. You can feel free to give that up. The minute he starts asking you about things like what you're doing, where you're going, where you've been, or things like that, you need to stop him and say, you know, why am I being stopped? And why are you asking me these questions? It is okay to ask him those questions. If he refuses to answer you, you can then exert your right. And remember, at any point in time, you have a right to remain silent. So you can then exert your right not to answer any more questions he has. And you can actually tell him that if he intends to continue, that you would like to speak to an attorney. Certainly, if he takes you and puts you in a car and takes you downtown, certainly at that point you need to tell him that you would like to speak to an attorney. People don't do that, so they end up in various situations that make it difficult for them to prove that they are innocent, or make it difficult for them to prove that whatever happened was a mistake, or either mistaken identity, or you're in the wrong place at the wrong time, it wasn't you, because they don't exert their rights. And
right.
The reason why they don't is because they're told, hey, you didn't do anything wrong, so you can tell any, you know, you can share information. You didn't do anything wrong.
And
you
then they wind up getting scared, too.
Well, the information gets twisted. And that's the scary part is the information that you give can get twisted. It can get used for a different way. There are lots of things that you will tell somebody, like, you know, you may tell me something, and I will hear something else depending on my mindset, which could get you in trouble. Because once you start talking, you know, what you are saying is getting written down, is getting recorded, and it can be used against you if possible.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, try and remain silent. If you can't, try and get as much information as possible. Try and identify whoever the officer is you're speaking to. It is absolutely fine to ask that officer for his badge number, his name. He's asking you for yours, so you can certainly ask him for his.
Now, what if the officer gets irate? Like, some officers are extremely nasty. I, for one, got pulled over in my car for, like, crossing a line, and the female officer that I got was, like, disgustingly nasty. And I felt myself, honestly, getting so mad. And I started kind of talking back to her, and she came at me as if you keep talking. Like, if I would have kept going, I think she would have probably... Now, I've never gotten arrested or anything like that. So the fact that I even had that interaction with her, I could see if I didn't hold myself, it would have went somewhere else. You know, and I think that's how a lot of people get locked up. They get pissed off. They get upset when they get pulled over. You feel like, okay, I didn't do anything. Why are you pulling? And you're getting mad. So you start speaking, and you're letting your emotions take over. And then what is it called when they say that, I don't know...
harassment
to the police officer or something.
Oh,
I don't know what it's called.
Obstructing
but,
governmental administration.
Yeah, all of that.
harassment, assault,
and
menacing, all of those charges
can
come to you.
And we don't even realize it because we're caught up in the moment of being upset. But like I said, for myself, I had to, when I saw she was getting more riled up, the more I spoke or asked her, like I was like, why did I, you know what I mean? And She was just nasty for no reason whatsoever.
Right.
And if I didn't shut up, I already know.
Yeah, I mean, some of this is education on communications between people, right? I mean,
right.
If you're in the street and you're talking to somebody that you don't know and you start getting upset, then that's going to escalate the matter, whatever it is, to some place you may not want it to go. So... Yeah, if a police officer is being disrespectful, irate, and sort of making you upset, the best thing to do would be to calm down, you calm down, and then if you exercise your right to remain silent, right, then they can't be upset with you anymore because
right.
You're not really responding to them. So the best bet is to, the Bible says a soft answer turns away wrath,
mm-hmm.
right? So
mm-hmm.
the best way to do it is to just
mm-hmm.
sort of bring yourself down, and it generally that
and
will calm down the
situation. And it takes a conscious effort to do that. It
but
does.
I will say this, it is not wrong for you to feel upset if this person has pulled you over for some nonsense, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's okay to feel that way. It's just a matter of how you express it to them. And sometimes, you know, I've had many clients who expressed anger, expressed frustration to the police, and guess what? They end up with a charge. Whether it's disorderly conduct, because they can arrest you simply
mm-hmm.
for disorderly conduct, or obstructing government administration. I actually had one guy who caught a gun charge because he was disrespectful to the police officer. They couldn't find, they found the gun in the stairwell. And by the way, I had a witness for this. So it wasn't his gun. It was not his gun. It was a witness that was watching what was going on. It was a series of guys in the vestibule of a building, by the way. And I wanted to, there are other things other than Stop and Frisk. There are other programs attached to Stop and Frisk that people should know about. But we can talk about that, you know, at any point in time or later.
So let me ask the fellas here. Army, have you ever been pulled over?
For Stop and Frisk, no.
Well, not necessarily for stop, but have you ever been pulled over? Like, have you ever been stopped at all by officer?
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't know if it's Stop and Frisk.
Exactly.
They wouldn't tell you, but tell us what.
Yeah, I've been pulled over a couple of times, and you know, I don't like confrontation, so I just, you know, go with.
What was the reason they said they pulled you over for?
Oh, I was speeding.
Oh, in the car. Okay.
Yeah, but walking, no.
You've never been pulled over walking?
No, because I honestly don't know why. But I honestly, like, to me personally, I understand.
I mean, it's a good thing. It's not like it's bad that you haven't.
Yeah, I'm not.
Probably one of
the few.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, like, I understand what they're trying to do. You know, and honestly, I know there are people that walk around with guns because I know people
that
walk around with guns.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not against them doing whatever it is they're trying to do, but there's a certain way that it should be done.
Mm-hmm.
There's a certain decency and order that they can do it. You can't target. My problem with some police, not all, is that they target all of us as if we're all hoodlums and whatever. Like, they'll look at me and be like, yo, this black young man, not knowing, you know, I'm an educated young man who travels, you know, in the church. I'm active in the community, you know, so.
And they'll be afraid of you.
They put this limit on all of us because, you know, of whatever statistic that they make up in their mind, because most statistics are just made up.
I have people listening telling me, I can't hear him. I want to hear more.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to get my Barry White on.
There you go. Listeners, let me know if you can hear him now. Let me know if you can hear Army now. We're going to have to turn up those mics. But go ahead.
Yeah, so, you know, I totally understand, but, you know, it definitely needs to be done in decency and order. Like, you shouldn't be just treating anybody any which way, you know, because that puts a bad taste in the black youth and a Hispanic and just youth. People's spirit that the cops don't care. All they want to do is just stop and frisk us and try to get us or check out bags in the train station, you know, so I understand, but still, there needs to be.
You understand
structure.
To an extent, but the statistics show, and people, it may not have happened to us, thank God, but so many people go through where they're, for no reason, getting pulled over, they're getting stopped, they're getting harassed just because they're of a certain color. You know, and it's not just for black, but it also, who goes through it too a lot now, ever since September 11th? Muslims. Muslims are harassed like crazy, like as if all of them, you know.
And the interesting thing is that they, when people are stopped because of what they perceived Muslim is, right, that's strictly going off of how a person looks.
Right.
Because somebody's religion, I mean, there are a lot of black people who are Muslim. There are a lot of white people who are Muslims. You know, so not you certainly don't know who that is. So you're sort of making a conclusion to even go there, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you know, Army's right. You know, they are doing what they're trying to stop is worthy of the attempt. It's just, as you say, indecency and order, right? So
you know, we really gotta, you know, keep our community safe. So that's why I say I understand, because I don't want to go to work one day and get shot. You know, you
mm-hmm.
think about the other day with the police and the guy shooting his old boss. Like, you don't want to wake up and he's probably, somebody was walking to Dunkin' Donuts,
mm-hmm.
going to get
right.
a bagel or
that's
something,
right.
and they got shot. You know, and if this can help with this violence, because somebody got shot in Brownsville the other day. In Chicago, 19 people got shot. So a lot of people are getting shot because of these guns everywhere. So if it's going to help, then it's going to help. But you can't treat people like they don't have any rights while you're doing this. You know what I mean? Because you don't have a relationship with them, first of all. So it's already awkward. And, you know, you're trying to use your authority thinking that everybody's ignorant.
Right.
and we don't know what we're gonna say, or you think that we're gonna give you attitude. So you're already looking at us like, yo, as soon as this person gives me attitude, we're just gonna hit him with this charge, or we're gonna arrest him, not knowing that my father worked at Rikers Island, and I'm just gonna probably sue you. But you know, so these are the things that can potentially help our neighborhoods, but it got to be done correctly. Like, and we can't even honestly just, because everybody just complains to the mayor, but nobody's doing nothing.
Right.
So he's going to do what he can to help us. You know what I mean? So you got to look at yourself in the community, because if the communities have relationships with certain police officers, then the police officers would know who the bad guys are.
Very good.
You know, just like the movies.
That's right. That is correct.
Okay.
Hold on. Take the mic and make sure you talk into it so they can hear you.
Oh, man. I just watched in the last, 4 days, 5 seasons back-to-back of The Wire, so I don't even know what my thoughts are in terms of the cops.
Boy, that's a good show
I take a more, comedic standpoint when, if I ever got stopped by the cops, the first thing I say is, officer, I'm putting my hand outside of the window very slowly. And then when they get there, that's when, into it. But I'm going to just piggyback off of what Army said. I think that it's a crazy world out there. And one of the things that I noticed, we've been to a couple of countries, and one of the things that I noticed in, Australia and New Zealand, their gun laws and just their laws in general are strict.
Mm-hmm.
So if you'll catch a life case, a life charge, for having a gun before you catch one for killing somebody with the gun.
Wow, that's
so like you get like yeah you get out like you get like 7 years, 12 years for killing somebody, but if you get caught with a gun, you're gone. Like they don't play. So
where?
In Australia.
Really?
So you know it has to do with the laws. So people aren't really roaming the streets with guns in other certain countries, because the last thing you hear in Australia, you know, you turn on the news, you don't hear about people getting killed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but if you turn on the news here in Queens or Brooklyn or the Bronx or, you know, wherever, the first thing you hear is, you know, shots rang out, somebody got shot, little kid got grazed, you know, little kid got shot in his leg.
And it's ridiculous lately. I mean, granted, it's always there, but it seems like this year alone, the shootings are insane.
Yeah.
Nonstop, back to back.
Right.
And it's not just New York. Come on. It's like, where was it? Down south with... Oh, God, so many things.
Well,
I can't even remember.
There was a shooting out in, Oklahoma or out west?
Yeah.
A bunch of people were killed. That was in the news recently.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because all of this gun violence this year, and like you mentioned, you know, I guess I don't know if there's been backroom talks about it, but gun control, right, is really not on the table or not being discussed at this point. And, you know, like you said, gun control does somewhat affect the degree of gun violence.
And then the thing also is some of these laws conflict other laws, or your rights conflict the laws, because you have the right to bear arms, but you can't carry unless you have a license, and you can't do this and you can't do that.
Right.
And then people try to find ways around it. So so you end up getting a carry license in Jersey and Ohio all these different places, and now you got to get your gun from A to B, and then when you're in B, you're not supposed to have a gun there, so you got to keep it in the trunk, and
then
something
That's
goes
right.
wrong,
That's right.
and then there's just all these different things, and anything can happen,
right?
Because there's not really one governing, just understanding of what we're gonna do with these weapons, and people just walking around. Then
every
got,
jurisdiction you go in is
then
different.
You got the mentality of kids in the hood that says, well, if everybody had a gun, then nobody would get shot because people know that everybody's
that's
strapped.
How it is.
So.
That's how it is. Somebody said that to me recently. Oh, listen, everybody, I just want you to know what they were talking about that they couldn't hear us wasn't on Blog Talk. It's not through the mics. It's through the live stream.
The web.
So they want to hear us. So
Oh, okay.
They were talking about you being Barry White and
I'm Barry White,
you know
now.
How you trying to talk so low.
I'm not trying to talk low.
Anyway, just project so the live stream listeners can hear us. Let us know if you can hear us, everybody.
So wait, should I back off the mic? I should.
You can back off.
So to do this number.
No, you're good. You're good. You're good. You're good. But so is there anything that you all feel you would need to know or get more insight on, just in case if you ever got, or are you clear on everything that William kind of laid out?
I'm for the most part, I'm good. Like, I mean, I definitely.
He's like, I never get up.
But so, I mean, because
you
like,
never know.
And that's
sadly.
The thing, you know. I don't want to say, oh, I'm not that kind of person that, you know, things don't happen to me. But
most
you
aren't.
Like most of the time, you know, you get pulled over and then you get into a situation and you're just like,
exactly.
I'm telling you,
come
I
on,
thought
son.
I was going to get arrested for getting pulled. I've never gotten into anything with the law.
You started
and
getting crazy, though.
I wasn't getting crazy.
You was being
belligerent. I was not belligerent. You see, this is what they do in the courtroom.
I don't do that in the courtroom.
That's because you're defending people.
Right.
I'm talking about the prosecutors.
That's
this
correct.
What they
that
do.
Is absolutely.
And they're like, and then all of a sudden, here you go yelling back at him. I'm not belligerent. It's like, there you go. You just proved me right.
Officer down.
Oh.
Yeah, no, you know, the bottom line is, look, you know, respect the individual, respect that he's doing his job, you know, try not to give him a hard time. But you don't know why he stopped you. So try to give, you know, try to say it at the earliest possible that you would like to have a lawyer. And listen, you can still talk to the police. There's no, it's not a lawyer or else. It's like, officer, I'd be happy to speak with you with my lawyer right here. No problem. And I can give you as much information as you want with my lawyer right here. No problem. And, you know, or you want information.
What if you don't have
else?
A personal lawyer at that point? What do you
They are supposed to provide you with one.
Now, tell
but
us
guess
truth.
What?
When
if you,
you
don't
if you choose,
ask for one.
If you choose a lawyer that they provide you with, is that really.
No, I can honestly
is
tell
that
you
legit?
What's going to happen. I'm going to honestly tell you what's going to happen.
Yeah.
When you say you want a lawyer there and you stop talking until the lawyer gets there, they will then stop talking to you.
They don't got
but
no time for all of that.
If they want to speak to you, they will call an attorney, and it'll be a legal aid attorney. I used to be a legal aid attorney. There are good legal aid attorneys. So,
my cousin was a legal aid attorney.
So, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're not going to be represented. You will get represented. You know, you get something different if you hire, you know, someone else. But, you know, you get bells and whistles. But that's like anything else. You can have a basic car that you walk around in, or you can have a luxury car. So.
Right.
You know, they're supposed to provide you with an attorney that will sit there, and you can speak to that person about, you know, whatever they want to speak to you about. And see, the benefit to having an attorney is they have to share information with the attorney if they want information from you.
The police.
So, exactly. So if I'm representing you, the first thing I'm going to say to the police officer is, how you doing? I represent what? And this, you know, what I'd like to know is what you want to know. From him.
That's
what information is it that you want to know from? Why is it that you stopped him, right? And then when he talks to me, it's going to be a little different than when he's talking to you as after he stopped
right.
you on the street. You see what I'm
well,
saying?
Well, plus because he knows that you're knowledgeable about the law, and whereas they take for granted that people being pulled over are ignorant to the law.
That's correct.
And that's why we need to do things like this is have these types of discussions and become informed and educated so that, God forbid, if we get pulled over, we know how to handle ourselves and not get
belligerent.
Which I was not belligerent anyway.
But let me just say one thing. I think also, too, like there's two things that come into play sometimes when you're dealing with an authority figure.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, like the police officer is there for all purposes, an authority figure.
Right.
Sure. And there's two things that come into play. You're either there's some level of fear, and then if you get beyond past the fear, there's that pride. So, especially with guys, like when you stop a guy, like, because you don't want anybody telling you what to do. So, a lot of times, if you don't know, like, yourself and who you are, you'll end up just, like, no self control,
mm-hmm.
and you just start carrying on. And it's really led by pride. So, like, at the end of the day, like you said, if you're going to, and when you're in that situation, you got to automatically just deal with on some, like, you know, swallow your pride. Hey, officer, what's going on? What do you need?
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But when you feel like now they're getting to a place where your rights are being, you know, overlooked. That's when, you know, you invoke your right to just be quiet, stop
right.
talking,
right.
and just be easy, and just, you know.
Unless you have a gun.
Or anything else, you know, unless you got some paraphernalia.
If you're going to talk into the mic.
Guys, if you have a gun, just stop and go to jail. You don't want any more time, because jail is not cool.
Oh, my goodness.
Just chill.
Oh, I have
right
to say,
that.
The
jail
phone lines,
cool.
the phone lines cool. are lit up right now. Like, there's mad people in the Everybody, if you just tuned in, this is the Extreme Prey Show. If you missed what we just talked about, we were talking about stop and frisk with the attorney, William Folks, and, you know, I'm here with the Brothers Army, and oh, Lord,
Watts.
You know I'm going to say his real name, that's why. And I can't say it. He told me not to say his real name.
Not the police listening.
So I have to say the stage name. Watts. Okay, got it. All right, and this is Lady X. We're going to wrap this up. If you missed anything we talked about, this show and every show that the Extreme Praise Show airs will be archived. All you have to do is go to extremepraiseshow.com and click on tonight's episode, which is, it clearly says in the subject line, Stop and Frisk and What You Need to Know. All right? Right now, I'm actually going to slide into the next segment, and I'm going to play a sister's song. Her name is Keisha Cole. No, not the Keisha Cole that you all know. Her name is Keisha Natalie Cole, and she is a Christian artist, a gospel artist, and she just came out with her single, and her album is going to be dropping soon. So what I'm going to do is take it to a break, let you hear the song, and then we're going to talk with her. After we finish talking with her, we're going to finish interviewing with these brothers because you heard a little bit, but we're going to find out a little bit more about what they do, and then they're going to perform live before we close out the show, okay? So stay tuned. This song right here is called Why by Keisha Natalie Cole. Before I go, I want to say thank you, William, so much. And how can they contact you if they need to?
You can contact me at my office. Again, it's at 26 Court Street, Suite 314, mm-hmm. Brooklyn, New York. And my number at my office is 718-522-5675.
Thank you. I do return
phone calls.
He does return phone calls.
Or
hit me up and I'll catch him on a Sunday at church.
Yes,
while
we're
on the stage doing
our...
Oh, sorry.
Come by CCC.
All right, stay tuned. This right here is Why by Keisha Natalie Cole. We'll be right back with her.
Sir, I don't plan on getting arrested, but I would like your card.
What's up, everybody who's on live stream? I hope you enjoy hearing us do
Thank
all
you.
Of this last.
Can I have one as well?
I got that one last. That's it.
All right.
I can get you.
Wow.
Hey, 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 everybody. That right there was Keisha Natalie Cole. I'm making sure all of our mics are turned on because, you know, I do everything. Yes, you know, I am the host. I'm the producer. I run the boards. I have to set up equipment. Yeah, I do everything. I got an extensive resume. This is the Extreme Praise Show, and I am Lady X. I'm here with my brother Watts and Army. You met them. You're going to find out more about them very shortly. But this young lady right here, say hello to everybody on live stream. Let me
Hi,
make
everybody.
Sure. Let me make sure. And that's Blog Talk Radio. We have you all the way around right now. So I just want to make sure that everyone is able to see her. So hit me up in the chat room if you are not in there already. www.extremepraiseshow.com, as well as on Facebook, of course. You can find me at Xavier Boss. That is me, Lady X, on the air. But so, Keisha, that song that we just heard is called
Why?
And why?
You know, the Bible is just filled with all of these wonderful letters, you know, from God to us, just trying to bring us closer to him and kind of reveal who he is and what he wants for us. And one night I was up, I think it was like 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. That's usually the time I get creative. I don't know why. I think the Lord has a wonderful sense of humor because, you know, mm-hmm. when you get that creative spurt, you just can't go to sleep until mm-hmm. you get it out. So I was reading the word and I just felt sorrow. You know, for what was going on at that time, it was in Jeremiah, and, you know, Jeremiah had the bad news.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just talking about how people turned from God and started worshiping idols, and then they started, you know, depending upon themselves, and it was all about pride, as you said earlier, and no one was looking towards God for what they really needed. And so I was saddened by this because I'm like, we're still there. Like
right.
thousands of years later, why are we still in this same place, especially when we've witnessed things that God has done? You know, especially Christians, if you've ever had something work out that you didn't even think could possibly be, you know God's presence and you know what he can do for you, but yet and still we want to worship money and we want to worship fame and we want to worship men or women in our relationships and we
right.
don't, you know, look to God for what we need. So I just, you know, I took my pen and I just started writing. There was that one verse, I broke your yoke so that you could be free.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I snapped your bonds so you could serve me, and
wow.
yet still you turn to these idols.
Deep.
Yeah, and I was just like, oh, my God, that's it. People need to know this. People need to understand that, you know, God is reaching out to you. He needs you,
mm-hmm.
you know. So I wrote it, and with the help of my vocal coach, EJ Randolph,
okay.
You know, he helped me put together the melody and things like that.
Very nice. So how long have you been singing?
I've been singing for about 15 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
See.
But I'm only 18.
Wow, you've been singing since you
yeah,
almost
three.
Right out the womb.
Yeah, you know, I came out singing. I'm only 18.
Oh.
You believe it. I believe it.
High five. High five. I'm not mad at you. That is hilarious. But, no, listen, you look great. So, hey,
yeah.
look, he believes it.
I'm not going to call her a liar.
Not on the air.
Smart boys.
Not on the air. Not
very
on the
smart.
Air. But it's funny because Keisha and I met a couple of years ago. I was in a play called, which
virtuous
one was it?
Woman.
Virtuous Woman. Because I was in a couple of them with
the hair.
Aaron. Yeah, I was, who was the Virtuous Woman?
Yes.
And I was the woman who did I kill? Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
I killed my boyfriend. I went to jail.
She went to jail.
I killed my boyfriend because he was beating on me.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I had to be belligerent and irate. I can channel that when necessary. Not that I did that the day I got pulled over. What? Anyway, so and my director / producer, Arian AJ of My Christ Entertainment. Shout out to him.
AJ.
Hey, what's up, AJ? So he brought in this wonderful woman, and he kept saying Keisha Cole. And I'm looking. I'm like, why he keep calling her Keisha Cole? And he did not ever say her middle name. I didn't know what her middle name was until she hit me up on Facebook. But he would always be, and he would purposely say her entire name because he got a kick out of the fact that her name was Keisha Cole. Anyway, I knew you were an actor, but I didn't know about the music. And so, you know, it was definitely refreshing when you hit me up and, you know, showed me your project that came out. Is this your first project?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Okay. And so you have an album coming out, right?
Yes. I have about 5 songs right now that I've done, but this will be my first professionally put together project.
Okay.
The other ones I did myself at home in the back cave.
I'm not mad at you.
No.
I ain't mad at you. I think we all got home studios.
Yeah.
I know I got mine now.
Playing around like I knew what I was doing. You know, I went and bought the real headsets
what?
And stuff.
High five, girl.
Yeah.
I just got my new mic.
Right.
But and I got my Pro Tools.
Mm-hmm. But the quality sucks. So, you know, I can't put that, can't sell that to nobody.
You see, we having some artist talk here. So for those of y'all who are not artists, this is a tape filled with artists. I love the energy right now. I love it. I love it. I love it. They looking at me like I'm crazy. You all right, Wyatt, over there? But, okay, so you're working on the project. Now, let me ask you, did you hit any bumps in the road while you were doing it? Did you feel challenged? Did you feel like, you know, were there any challenges along the way?
Definitely.
Sure.
Still challenges.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things take money.
I know.
And
yes, it does, as we all look at each other and say, can I get a amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Got that.
Right.
Take,
yeah. And when you don't have, you know, when you don't have a label backing you, it's hard. Earlier, last year, December, I decided to do a campaign to help me to move forward with my project.
Oh, you did?
I did.
I love it.
I did.
And what was the campaign?
It was called Keisha Natalie Cole's debut album.
Okay.
Really creative, y'all. Okay. But, yeah, shout out to Indiegogo. That's who I used, which is a really great website. And, you know, I raised $2,100. Thank you to everybody.
Excellent.
That part, you know, contributed to my campaign. And it allowed me to do the one song and to get some equipment that I needed, like a real mic.
Now, do y'all see that? She says she got how much money?
$2,100.
$2,100, everybody. One song. So right now, I'm going to put in a shameless plug for myself. Because as you all know, anyone who's known me for a long time, I've been wanting to work on this album, but I have experienced the same difficulties with Dinero.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all go through that as artists, especially indie artists and,
right.
and those who are not backed by a label. And even when you're backed by a label, you have to really dig deep in your own pockets before they even push anything. So I just want to say, if anybody wants to hit me up, I have a PayPal account, right? Don't laugh. Don't laugh. Come on. My PayPal account, you could X bill payments at yahoo.com. Because I'm going to, you know, you just gave me some ideas.
Yeah.
You just get, I think I'm going to have a, you know, Xavier Boss Lady X
Why not?
Album.
Do it.
Fundraiser something.
Yeah.
Also for the show, you know, to keep this going, this equipment and stuff.
Right.
It's no joke.
Right?
Yeah. Let me tell you, when we try to keep our dreams going, it takes money. But,
yes,
you know, God provides.
Yes,
he will.
He does.
He brings the right people in your path. And
Amen.
I believe if it's really meant for you to do it,
right.
he's going to work it out for
Girl,
you.
Girl, don't get me shouting.
You know, you'll be doing that. Okay, barter system, all right, so
right.
How about you write a song for me, right? I have Pro Tools and a nice microphone. We could,
right.
I'll let you use studio time. Yeah, you
right.
know what I mean? We have to work on the barter system as artists.
Amen to the barter system. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So, you know, that was one bump in the road. But then being by yourself, as you know, miss everybody and everything,
not
you know, it's hard to push yourself.
Yeah.
And
oh.
live your life. Raise your kids, you know, go
I don't
to
have any kids yet, but my cat is a lot. She's
the cat.
Yeah, my cat is a lot. No, I'm just kidding. But she is, though, sometimes. I got to find a babysitter when I go away. Anyway, moving on.
Okay. All right. That was just for the
yes,
people.
Yes, my cat. Okay, don't do that. Because also anybody who knows me knows that I am an animal lover.
What's the
lover.
Name of the cat?
Diamond.
Oh.
That's my baby.
Hi, Diamond. Is Diamond watching?
Hi. No, but, you know, I'll let her watch it later on.
Okay. I'm allergic.
Don't look
to
at
cats.
Me like I'm crazy, y'all.
We don't even like animals.
Y'all don't like animals? Oh, no. See, you just lost cool points
lion.
With me right now.
I do want a lion.
You want a lion?
Yeah.
Okay, wait. We got to get to y'all. Okay, because we're going to be wrapping it up soon. But, Keisha, when is your album coming out?
hopefully it will be out by Christmas.
Okay.
And it's actually going to be a two-part album. One side is Letters from God, and one side will be The Truth.
Mm-hmm.
The Letters from God is more, I don't know if there's contemporary, traditional. I think I just made up a whole new genre, but it's more like why, you know, more mellow, if you, you know, so to speak. And The Truth is more hip-hop and you know, contemporary.
The Truth.
Yeah.
Do you know that I actually co-host something else that I do? I co-host an event called The Truth.
Really?
It's called D-A-T-R-U. No, The Truth. It's called The Truth, and it's actually like a forum for men and women to have discussions about relationships.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to tell the founder, Calvin Garvey, about you. Maybe he can have you come sing there.
Maybe. Yeah. I'm ready. Right. Yeah. You know, I do sing for money.
Yeah.
No, but seriously.
No, she's serious.
No,
don't
I am.
She doesn't mean no.
So, no,
seriously. Sometimes we have to do things where we don't get paid. I've done plenty of those, but it's good to get paid.
Yes,
to get
it is.
A check.
Praise the Lord.
Oh.
Hallelujah.
Oh, okay. That's not about me. Go ahead.
So, yeah. And it's so funny because I'm usually, like, I like hip-hop, the good hip-hop, old school.
Yeah.
Hip-hop.
Instead of hip.
Wait a minute, I'm about to break dance.
Don't stop and rock and
roll
bang. Oh, that's old.
Boogie
okay, wait. How about Tribe Called Quest?
Oh, I love them.
Oh, Miss Tribe
My
Called
buddy.
Quest.
Okay, maybe not.
Y'all don't know this stuff?
Yeah, we do, but we're just enjoying the show.
I'm about to say, wait a minute. Yeah,
here we go, yo.
Right?
Here we go,
what's
yo.
What's the scenario?
So what's the scenario? Oh.
Photos this and photos this. I didn't know I could rap. I'm going to rap on my next album. Watch. I'm going to be a rapper.
Listen, we're going to incorporate Christian, all of that stuff. Listen, God made music. See, like, those songs, they make me happy now. All the stuff with, like, the cussing and all that, I don't like that stuff.
No.
You know, I like the good, wholesome stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord.
All right.
But, yeah, so lately I've been getting a lot of hip-hop songs. I don't know where it's coming from. But, you know, I want to be obedient, so I'm going to just do both, you know.
Okay.
And prayerfully it will bless someone and it will open someone's heart, you know, to receive Christ and things like that. So I'm really grateful that God has given me this opportunity, that he's blessed me with this gift, because I love performing. Love it.
I know.
It's
I know the feeling.
No feeling like, you know, performing.
Being on stage and having that mic and then just everybody. I don't know. It's the way you can touch the audience
exactly.
with your gift.
Exactly.
And I'm sure everybody, we wouldn't be on stage if we didn't love
right.
it. You know what I mean? In one capacity or the other.
Right.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of not a drug, but it is. It's right. kind of like you do. You get a high. You get
yeah.
an adrenaline rush when you're there. And even if you're nervous, it's like afterwards
right.
you're like, ooh.
Right. You kind of sing it out or
yeah,
rap it out or whatever.
Yeah. Once you learn how to channel that nerves, because back in the day, I didn't know how, and it used to mess my voice up. You ever got so nervous that your voice shakes?
Yes.
That was me back in the day until I learned how to control
notes
it.
Notes come out all wrong. You're
mm-hmm.
like.
So I just want to shout out Keisha to everybody, because I don't know if y'all know this. She's actually a Jamaican native. You don't hear the accent right now. Can we hear the accent? Wagwan girl, what are you doing?
I can't because my mama might be listening, and she said I'm not Jamaican because I came up here when I was young.
No. Wait a minute. You moved to the U.S. in a year, I won't say. But
that's right.
I can't say the year because then I'm going to give away her age.
Right.
So you moved here in that year.
Mm-hmm.
But even though y'all could go check it out at KeishaNatalieCole.com.
I'm going to have to go on there real quick and delete somebody. Pass my iPhone.
Wait. So, and spell your name correctly, the Natalie, because I thought it was L-I-E.
Okay.
So spell that so they can go check you out.
I spell it the real way. Well, not Natalie. That I don't know what my mom was thinking. Love you, Mommy. But it's Keisha, K-E-I. S-H-A. Natalie is N-A-T-A-L-E-E. Maybe it was a Jamaican thing, because there's a lot of
Well, you know, we as black people, as people of color, we like to be original.
Is that what it might be just because she's Jamaican. Might be. You know, because there's a lot of Lees in Jamaica.
Oh, really?
Big up to the Lees.
Big up. Wagwan people. How you doing? That's right. Oh, I'm an actor, too.
Yes, she is. And a good one. And a good one. She sure is.
Oh, God. Okay, so it's Keisha Natalie, N-A-T-A-L-E-E, Cole,
yes.
KeishaCole.com.
Yes.
So if you don't remember, it's Keisha Cole, but put the Natalie in between.
That's right.
All right? And go check her out. Where can they buy your single?
It's available on CDBaby.com.
I love CD Baby.
I do, too.
It's so for us indie artists.
Isn't it great?
It.
Mm-hmm. And iTunes.
And iTunes.
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. Keisha, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, and hopefully when your album comes out, Christmas time, I usually have a concert.
Oh, nice.
Fundraising concert where we do a coat drive and everything, and I love to get all my artists together. And, you know, the fee for people to come in is really them bringing coats and toys for the kids.
Oh,
so
that's nice.
Hopefully we could get you on the lineup, and I can
get
these brothers on the lineup because I want to get the full set. But
wait, can I do a quick shout-out?
Of course you can.
Shout-out to Stephen Wright.
What's up,
from
Steve?
Saved for Real Records. He did the music for my song, Why.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh, he's so talented. Love him to death.
Right.
Eric Bledsoe, he texted me. He was like, I need a shout-out. Aaron Wade, who's my son, my number one.
Aaron, how old is he?
He's 18.
What?
Oh, dang. I had him when I was four. Wait a minute.
No, she had him when she was
I was four.
One. You do not have an 18-year-old.
I do.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, no. I need y'all to take pictures. Somebody take a picture. Where the waitress at? Take pictures. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Actually, it's karaoke night over there.
Oh, let's go there.
Afterwards, we could go do a little karaoke. Huh? Oh, okay. Wait. We got to finish up.
It's Kathy.
So, Keisha, I don't want you to go anywhere. I'm going to move it right along because we only have 15 minutes left, and I want these brothers to.
Yes.
So, Keisha, meet Watt.
Hello.
And meet Army.
Army.
They are also fellow artists.
Wonderful.
And they actually do, they're lyricists.
Okay.
So would be on a hip-hop side of it that you, Gar keeps pushing you to.
Uh-huh.
So y'all might want to exchange numbers at that. You know, I put people together.
I got to see if they got skills.
Oh.
I'm going to have to see this.
Let me tell you. I'm very upset because of the way the circumstances were. How I even found out about them was at church one Sunday, and they actually, you know, due to circumstances, didn't perform that Sunday, but we have rehearsals on Thursdays for Sundays, and I just happened after the choir rehearsal to go into the sanctuary, and they're rehearsing. And this brother does something completely different. I had no idea he did music. He comes out on the stage, and I'm looking. I'm like, is that? That is not. Okay, hold up. And they just blew me away. They really did. So,
amen.
That being said, this is Watt. This is Army. Now, how did y'all hook up together is my question. Like, is this a group? Like, do y'all have a group or do you just collab sometimes?
We just
In the mic.
We just collab often.
Often. Not sometimes, but often.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're basically solo artists.
Yeah.
Okay. Solo artists. Okay. So let's start with Watt. And, so how long have you been solo and, you know, doing your own thing?
I started doing music maybe in 2000,
matter of fact, can we borrow that mic for the second? She don't want to give up the mic. I'm sorry, baby.
No. Good.
Just because y'all are going to do your thing, too, so I need y'all to.
Yeah.
There we go.
I started in about like 2000, 2001, and it was just really just working with other artists, excuse me, and as I was working with other artists, like helping them and just supporting them,
mm-hmm.
I started, like, you know, writing on my own and, you know, going from there. And then just gradually it just, you know, I was good. So I just, you know.
You was good?
Yeah, I just went from there.
So you just started working with other artists, but obviously you had a passion for lyricism. Do you write?
Yeah, well, the thing is, I had a passion for just music. Like, growing up, I would just, like, listen to music all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Different musics, different artists. You know, I have my headphones on. I'd be, like, in the room by myself listening to CDs and just, you know. And in 2001, I had an opportunity, along with another friend, to just sit down and watch him, like, start from scratch and make keyboard. You know, got a computer, started downloading some, you know, beat programs. He started making music.
Okay.
And I was just there, just like I said, supporting him, listening, going along with him. And then he started writing. And then I just started writing as well. And, yeah, you could say I got the bug. And I just went from there. And the thing is, like, I've always been pretty good with words. So it just made sense at one point because, you know, being a rapper, it allows you, you know, you got to be creative,
right.
And you got to be able to twist and turn your
right.
words and, you know, be creative. So It just, yeah, I got the bug and it just worked. It just made sense.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my, like, artistic outlet. Because we actually started off, like, dancing. We started off stepping. We were part of a
okay, see? Y'all
yeah.
looked at me like I was crazy when I said that y'all sound like steppers like y'all. And you both shook your head, no, we don't dance.
We don't, though.
But you just said you were stepping.
Started. I used to dance,
okay,
now I rap.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
But don't make it seem like I was crazy. I knew there was
no,
some
no,
kind
no,
of dance
crazy,
in there. I knew there was some
but,
dance
but that's
in
not the direction you were going,
can
though.
I,
so.
Can I see?
No.
Okay.
Not tonight.
I tried.
Yeah,
okay.
So we started off, you know, stepping, dancing with the Nubian Gents, actually. Shout out to Mr. O'Neill.
Yes, shout out to Mr. Lamont O'Neill.
We did that for, like, years, because I knew him since I was in junior high school. So since I was, like, 14, I've been doing the whole step movement.
And how old are you?
How old am
I? Do
you
want to share your age or no?
I
are you
mean,
on the artist tip, too?
But, I mean,
everybody's
they,
on the artist tip.
They would tip, find right? out if they wanted to, but I'm 28.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, so for like a good amount of years, I was doing that, and I pretty much stopped dancing like officially in like 2003.
Wow.
And just started working on music after that, and 2010 I released a project.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, first project in 2010.
And what's the name of it?
It's called An Unlikely Capture.
An Unlikely Capture. Can they find it anywhere? Like, is it?
It'll be.
For
it'll, I had to take it down, but it'll be back on iTunes.
Okay.
And you know, pretty much all the outlets, the media outlets where you can find it.
Very good.
But yeah, that's what I've been doing since 2010, and I've known Army since maybe how long? Since 2001.
Oh, so y'all've known each other for a while. Hold on 1 second. Somebody's been on hold for a while, and I'm gonna take a quick call because we gotta. I don't know who this is. Hello, caller. You're on the air with the Extreme Prey Show. This is Lady X. Hello? Maybe they didn't want to speak. All right. We're going to keep it moving. Okay, so, Army, tell me real quickly about, you know, how you got started and what's going on. I heard you have something going on right now, a project.
Yeah.
A big project?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Well, what happened was these two guys, the two guys, Watt and Pyro, shout out to him.
Oh, y'all work with Pyro?
Yeah, that's
a
triplet. That's the third one. Yeah, this is a small world. Yeah, we keep everything in the family.
Because I know Pyro, and I went to, like, his, y'all
that's
were
who I started doing music with.
Yeah, we was in his, at his concert.
I knew you looked, for, I know, well, it could have been.
I mean,
been,
I'm a handsome
you
guy,
there?
Like, so, nah, I was there.
Did you see me? When he was at that church in Queens.
Yeah, we was there. We were sitting in the back. We were there. Remember?
Always minding my business.
I sang.
Incognito.
I don't know what time y'all came in, but I sang at the beginning.
Nah, we was there because they started pretty late.
Oh, yeah, then we saw you then because we was there. We was there from the beginning. Pyro, start on time.
There was
time.
Only two people who performed. It was me and somebody else, I think.
Yeah.
A gentleman.
Guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we was
there. Oh, yeah, we was there.
Yeah.
yeah, we was there.
It's a small world, hey. What's up?
Yeah, you can sing.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So, yeah, I started working with these guys, and I remember the day I called them. I was like, guys, I want to, like really do rap. I want to rap with you guys. And Watt and Pyro, they was just like, sure. And ever since then, I just became a monster.
Okay.
And
a beast. So are we going to hear some of that beast?
Yeah. I'm going to
quickly. Well, first off, where's the music? Because I got to plug it in. Is it on the iPod?
Yes, it is on my iPhone.
Okay, so get that together.
Yep.
And because I'm going to put that through these speakers, and I want y'all to let them hear how much of a beast y'all are.
Yeah, so, you know, I'll go to Australia September 7th.
Okay.
3-month tour. I just released the album in July, Bridging the Gap, on iTunes and my website, armyregime.com. And God is just good. And I totally understand the challenges because making this album was, like, this season was just a crazy challenge, but just keep going because God gives you the vision. You just got to go, you know. So I totally understand the finances and everything. Shout out to Meek Clothing. Shout out to C3, Pastor Jamal Bernard.
That's
shout
right.
out to Watt, you know, everyone that helped me in this process. Like,
oh, I'm so excited for
us.
You.
We all doing it.
All right, which song is it? Because we're going to take it into
it's
we got
Not
lessons.
Okay.
Not Okay?
Yes, the bottom.
Okay.
We about to perform this right now?
Yeah.
For the people?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep.
This song is called Not Okay, featuring Sienna, Bridging the Gap. The album on iTunes. It's okay not to be okay. Yeah, we're just gonna share a little bit of our story. Look, first my brother died at 16.
Damn.
This is right around the time I wanted 16.
Jordan.
Then I see my mother die at 16. The cancer got her ever since sick of 16. Life was such a letdown and crazy. I took up a pen and pad and I penned down the 80s.
Crack.
After that, I could see the jealousy. Colorblind, mind green, only with the jealousy. Trained the real flow, hurt the track, what they telling me. Comfortable with bars, I was destined for a felony. But that was rearranged, heat to speech, speaking flames. Looking for my spot in this cheated game.
He insane.
So what, was never chopping those up. Where lyrics got my dough up. You chase the women, grow up. Your flow sucks, I throw up. So I can speak those things I learned. It's okay not to be okay, cause with every little thing that you go through, always trying to figure out what to do. With all of the stress, heartache, and pain, waiting for the day everything will change. With all of the wounds you keep concealed, time after time your hurt will heal. When nothing in the world can ease your pain, it's okay not to be okay.
I'm not stupid. If time is money, then time is power. And I ain't got it, I'm bitter. They tell me blow the sour. More work, less money, and more hours. Trying to do it all in 24. Jack Bauer. My homie said I messed up. I made the wrong decision. I can't knock me smart, but still that's his opinion. Dilemma. As I'm getting money, I'm losing women. Now I understand Heath Ledger. I should fill prescriptions. Nah, I'm too cocky to be suicidal. Rap lets me treat this game like a school recital. It's easy. It's easy like Sunday morning. Sleep average 4 hours a day. Excuse the yawning, yeah. I'm yawning on these tracks, yes. Yawning on these cats, yes. I'm yawning on their last step. So, as I'm walking on my past steps, I let them hate, cause they walking on my past steps.
With every little thing that you go through, always trying to figure out what to do. With all of the stress, heartache, and pain, you just waiting for the day everything will change. With all of the wounds you keep concealed, time after time your hurt will heal. When nothing in the world can ease your pain, it's okay. We all hurt, we all heal, all cry, we all laugh. Some days are bad days, and bad days they all pass. No way it won't last, no pains and no gain. It's okay, it's real here, no fake here, no Rogaine. My pain means my pains and my past get propane. Might seem like slow games while I'm here, my domain. Not a booth, cause I am found from a lost boy. I was only dreaming, I was eating like a lost boy. Yeah, been awakened by reality, realizing that my worth is not based on my salary. And I had to suffer, so they could feel my writing. And undergo the pressure, but pressure do make a diamond. Yeah, look, I'm not using optimism. Everything is working out because God is in it. And because of him, I can speak those things. And life taught me that with God, everything's okay. Yeah, with every little thing that you go through, you always trying to figure out what to do. With all of the stress, heartache, and pain, waiting for the day everything will change. With all of the wounds you keep concealed, time after time your hurt will heal. When nothing in the world can ease your pain, it's okay not to be okay. Every little thing that you go through, always trying to figure out what to do. With all of the stress, heartache, and pain, you just waiting for the day everything will change. With all of the wounds you keep concealed, time after time your hurt will heal. When nothing in the world can ease your pain, it's okay not to be okay. Yeah.
Whoa. Okay, I feel like we need to have a big audience in here. Y'all are awesome.
Are we
okay,
good?
Did,
are we good enough?
Did I not tell y'all? And I just have to tell you, everybody is actually in the chat room shouting out, hey, sis, hey, sis, hey, little sister. And then Tisha, that's my bestie, same girl. I think that's, okay, shout out to you, shout out to you. And then we got somebody saying, hey, Keisha. That's my mother, love you. Oh, I think that's your son. Okay, all right, all right, all right. And actually, he's feeling y'all. He's feeling y'all,
what?
Too. He's definitely feeling y'all. Listen, this was awesome. I wish we had more time. Actually, you know what? I think we do have a little bit more time. I forgot. We started a little bit late because there were some problems. So, we're extended. Do you want to do another song?
I wouldn't mind.
Yeah,
we could do acapellas.
Yeah, we
so they could really
do
hear
some
us.
Acapellas.
Oh, they
want to
do an acapella because that's
and
how.
Keisha could also sing.
Oh, Keisha, let me give you the mic. Hold on, because you know, look at her face, y'all. Oh, this is good. This is good. Wait a minute, Keisha. I'm not seeing you get up. Get up. Yeah, there you go. Okay, yeah, move your chair up, boo. Move your chair up because, and, you know, you can face the audience. So I'm going to hand the mic over to Keisha because we need to raise some funds to buy more mics. Right. Okay, so I'm going to let them spit it acapulco. Hold on. This has turned into a fundraising event. Let's donate. Let's donate. Come on, we got to keep it all in the family.
Yeah.
Okay, what are we doing? Oh, I'm singing?
Oh, well, you're going to... Once you hear what
they're
doing,
are we bobbing?
Yeah, we
oh,
just gonna
shed,
bob.
We gonna shed. All
oh.
right.
I'll go first.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you do. All right. They told me take them out my raps. I tell them never, no compromising, get body bags. I'm toe tagging, but I hate defeat. It ain't for me. These sending them rappers all just sound the same to me. So when I stake my peace, I'ma start a revolution. The image that they portraying need better resolution. I'm still a student, but schooling like I'm a tutor. Likely be getting Nikes. My policy, I just do it. My summer is not my winter. Touring and switching weather. My records be on the stretcher. My punches can limit better. Pay to be meeting greater before I meet the creator. My album is just a movie. That was my mental theater. Hustling while I struggle. Struggling while I hustle. I'm bundled up on the Bowen with ruffles inside my duffel. First they tell you they love you, promise to never leave you. My mama said trust in Jesus, I promise to never leave you. Speaking of what I'm speaking, I'm tweaking about my brother. So feeling this all to happen like Stevie describing colors.
Woo! I'm about to start snapping like we had poetry.
Okay.
Poetry.
Okay.
I'm up.
Yep.
I said
what you said.
I said
what you said.
I said first of all I'm hot. And that ain't never been up for discussion because the people don't already know I'm everything they not. And this is what I got.
What?
Nothing but some heat for these lames, so in other words, I'm coming for your spot. So check this. All they ask is how your boy so reckless. Oh. How that boy watch that cash. Tetris. Tell me how you do it, man. Tell me what's the method. I get up on the microphone and spit till I'm breathless. Never gonna stop me. Knock down, back up. I could take it all year. Hip-hop's Rocky. Oh. Why they even play with me? They don't ever understand. I'm nice until they see I know the game like a referee. I came with the rest. Recipe, so I gotta mix it up. I would be the death of me. So he came to lift me up and told me if I break down, he'd be there to fix me up. And ever since then, I always knew that I was serious.
Serious, serious.
Now, I just have to say, who are you talking about when you say if you were ever down, he'd be there to break you?
Jesus Christ. Oh,
that's right. That's right. Represent. Because let me tell you, everybody at this table is saved.
Hallelujah.
Living in Christ.
Yes, sir.
Walking the walk.
Hallelujah.
The daily walk that we walk through. But even as artists, let me tell you, you know, when we go through our struggles and stuff, what do? I know what I do. What do y'all all do when you go through your struggles?
On my knees.
Yes.
God first.
And I just want to throw this in. At the end of the day, like, we're all, like, it's a given that we're about Jesus, we're about God. So like whatever we write, that's gonna you should know where our heart is. So I just like employ people not to like get thrown off by what they think might not be what it is if they don't hear Jesus or God, because like at the end of the day we still have a responsibility to respect the art form.
Right.
So at the end of the day I'm gonna give you bars. I can't water down the art of it because you want to hear me say Jesus.
Oh, not me.
And no, I'm just, you know, throwing
speaking
it out there.
In general.
Because
no.
We still have to honor the art form, and there's but so much you can do if I'm just pounding you with Jesus. And when I say Jesus, I mean his name and hallelujah and praise this and praise that. Like, I'm going to give you words. I'm going to play with my words. I'm going to give you words.
Right.
And it's up to you to pull from that.
Right.
So.
The thing is that you have those songs where it is all about that, and that's
right.
Fine.
Yes. That's
then
right.
You have other artists who are still in Christ,
right.
But the same thing, and I understand what you're saying, and I feel the same way. Not every song has to always say Jesus for a message to be put across.
Right.
Because the thing is, even as Christians, we live the same life. We walk in the same world.
Amen.
As everyone else does.
That's right.
We go through the same things. The difference is we have a Savior. We have somebody who we know when we're home alone and we're crying, you know, we're not just going to sit there like, I don't know what to do. We know what to do. We know to go and pray. And, you know, even if you don't hear an answer, pray again. But as an artist, for me, myself also, I like to be able to write about life,
right.
Every aspect of life. That's what this show is about.
Gotcha.
Like right now, tonight's show wasn't so much where we were doing scriptures, and there are shows when I do that. But tonight's show was about getting information that we need in this life, getting information on how to handle ourselves when we're out there in that world and we're faced with certain circumstances, whether it's with the cops, whether it's with people with guns or not. And then as artists, you know, featuring all of you on here, it's showing how Christ is working through different people in different ways, different art forms. You are doing more of a R&B-ish type, you know what I mean? They're hip-hop. And you know, and it's a beautiful thing because God is working through all of us.
Right.
And he's showing the world through us what he does. You know
right.
what I mean?
That's right.
He's represented in each and every one of us. So I would never say to somebody, well, you didn't say. There are people who do that, though.
Mm-hmm.
And artists who don't, as if you label yourself a gospel artist or a Christian artist and you don't always say Jesus or you're talking about something else, there is those people in the church and the world who will sit there and persecute you for it. But you can't worry about that because we can't please everybody. We have to just try to really live by Christ standards. You know, we are accountable. We do have to hold ourselves accountable because we are by his standards. But it doesn't mean we can't talk about the things of this world, which is here. It's here. There's no way that you're supposed to ignore it. You know what I mean? And I feel like that's why I love being able to have this show is really to the slogan of the show is Christ in everyday life. Christ is the center of everyday life. And it's true. It's not just on Sundays.
Right.
You know, even though today is Sunday, but I'm saying every day of the week he is.
Yes,
and
he
in
is.
Every situation he is, you know. So no matter what it is, you can always turn to him, but know that if you are walking in his will, even if you're not necessarily saying his name at that moment, you could still be doing his will, you know.
Well, you know, we are supposed to let his light shine through us.
Right.
So it is by our character that people can tell that we are different. You know,
mm-hmm.
we're supposed to be able to stand apart. We're supposed to be holy,
right.
which means to stand apart. Most times people think being holy is never making a mistake at all.
Yes.
And I just want to tell you that Jesus is the only perfect person that ever walked this
Amen.
Earth.
Amen.
And, you know, we do make mistakes.
Uh-huh.
Well,
okay.
thank
God.
Okay, but he is risen.
Yes,
praise God.
Serve alive, God. But, you know, as long as music points back to God, as long as it points to Christ and the gospel and the message is there,
yes.
you know, then it needs to be heard because we're
yeah.
supposed to take it to the streets in
right.
whatever form or fashion at this day and age that we can. You know, we need to reach people. And unfortunately, the Bible says not all will be saved.
Right.
You know, you have to choose.
You have to choose him.
Amen.
He calls us, but you have to choose him. He gives
Amen.
Us. It's funny because even Pastor talked about that today, you know.
Yeah.
Even I love the analogy that Pastor gave today where he said our life is like a GPS. You know, you may have a specific destination, but based off of our choices, we can be reconfigured, recalculated. You know, he said you'll wind up somewhere where you never planned on going
it's
just
true.
Because you decided to go left when God was saying go right.
Right.
But he gives us a choice.
Yeah.
So if we make the opposite choice of what you know in your spirit he's telling you to do, you'll have to go through some things.
Exactly.
However, you know, he stays true to his word. He doesn't force anything on us. It's all by our choice. You know, salvation is by our choice. Accepting that Bible and what is in that Bible is by our choice. You can or cannot accept it.
True.
You know, you can intellectualize it and say, well, this, that, and other, because trust me, I have all kinds of conversations. You know, the Bible was written by man. There's books that's taken out. How do you know it's true? How is he God and the Son of God? You know what I mean?
Walk by faith and not by sight.
Yeah, I mean, the thing.
We want y'all all to be believers, though.
For me.
Okay, no, you got to do it for you.
Okay.
All right, I'm a rap. You ready?
Y'all ready?
Y'all ain't ready.
Ready.
Hello, I got to get my rap game, my face on.
Now make sure you say, we got to make sure you see it. Okay.
Can you see me? Can
yeah,
y'all see me?
We can see you.
Okay,
go
here
ahead.
We go. Can I get a beatbox or some kind of beat?
No?
Okay.
My
on,
name is
Keisha, and I'm the best. All the DJs. Oh, that's not the right song. Never mind. y'all ain't ready. Y'all don't want none of this.
I'm so mad at you right now. I'm so mad at you.
My bad.
Come on, give us a little Acapulco.
Okay, all right. This was a song that I wrote to remind everybody that we need to ask for forgiveness. It's called Forgive Me. It's on my website. Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. I let you down once again. Your face I seek, your love within. Restore me, make me whole again. Restore me, make me whole again.
your son you sent to take my place, to help me run this Christian race. Once a slave to sin, now free within, new life in me can now begin. You called, I went the other way, falling to flesh day to day. Oh God, you seem so far away. I'm sorry for all my mistakes. Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. I let you down once again. Your face I seek, Lord. Your love within. Restore me, Jesus. Make me whole again.
All right. Well, we have a soprano. In the I'm a soprano, but she's a soprano. Okay.
Soprano's in the house.
Sops. What's up, Sops? Huh? Who, me?
Yeah. Right. That's right.
To the hood.
I know. I was scared walking down the street. Okay, so here's a song that I never sing because it's kind of sad, but it has a good ending. I'm not going to sing the whole song, but it goes, this pain cuts so deeply, I wonder why it's chosen me to play victim to its web of deceit. I want to give up, but something inside me tells me no, move on, this too shall pass. Once I let go, yet this pain has found a home inside my soul. My shattered heart boldly tells me that I am all alone. My mind focuses on my share, my part of the blame. As time passes on, I know I wouldn't have done things the same. Fight emotions that stand taller than me. No escape from the sad reality. Where do I turn when it seems as though every corner is filled with sorrow? Reflect on paths I took I thought would lead to moments in time sure to fulfill me. Twists and turns, truths untold. I wish I would have taken the other road, though this pain has found a home inside my soul. And broken pieces of my heart shine, you're all alone. I finally found a stand that I am not the blame. As time passes on, I know things are gonna change. And then basically the end is talking about Jesus saving you. But I don't want to go all the way to that.
Ah, somebody pass the collection plate.
Y'all are silly.
Anybody going to give the benediction?
All right, so I don't think I've ever done that on my show. Y'all got me to sing. Okay.
Oh, this is the first. This is a praise.
Have
first.
I ever done it? I think I've done it when we had the concert, but not just on the show. I only feature other people.
Listen, I've taken over the show. I am now the host of the Extreme Praise Radio Show, and our guest here is Lady X.
Hello, everybody. Hi, I'm so happy to be here tonight. It's so wonderful to be on Keisha Natalie Cole's show.
No, it's still Extreme Praise.
I'm sorry, it's so great to be on the Extreme Praise show.
Yeah.
Hi. You going to interview me now?
Yes, sure.
Can I just say one thing? Yeah, Lady X, thank you for having us.
Yes.
You are
really
so
welcome.
It's
been an honor
much.
And a privilege. And you can go ahead and host your
ready?
Show.
Okay, all right.
We're
actually,
back.
Actually, can you wrap it up? Yes, we're going to wrap it up. Okay. We have Lady X in the house. Lady X,
thank
so,
you.
So tell us, when is your album coming out? Because they're going to send in money, right?
Yes.
Okay,
so you can go to PayPal, X Bill Payments. No, LadyXSings@yahoo.com.
Yes.
How about that?
Mm-hmm. Send it.
And you can donate money to go towards my project, which I was
really like to work on, and
we,
you know,
like
I'm working
that.
On it, but yeah. I definitely need more money.
We would like for it to come out soon.
Okay, I'll definitely be working on that, and I'll be hopefully collabing with some awesome artists like the ones in the room.
Well, definitely.
Yeah. So, everybody, thank you so much. I'm coming out of that mode now, and I'm going into the host mode. But thank you so much for listening and watching the Extreme Praise Show on livestream.com, Extreme Praise Show, also at Blog Talk Radio, which is www.extremepraiseshow.com. For everybody who listened, for everybody, hit us up in the chat room. It was awesome. Thank you for all the love. Thank you for all the guests here tonight. Everybody's starting to yawn. I know it's getting late. Time to go. I got to go to work in the morning. I caught you, Watt. I caught you.
Oh, I've been up since morning.
Oh, that's... Listen, so was I. Hello. Did y'all see the picture of me on Facebook where they caught me sleeping in the green room?
I loved that picture.
Yeah, I was knocked out and Nephi took a picture of me in between services.
It gets real.
Yeah. Seriously, we get up at like 5 o'clock in the morning, some 4.
Wow.
And we're there all day long to minister. So, yeah, he does. I do.
Wow.
Got to be there by 6:30 for sound, really 6 o'clock for sound check. And then we do 3 services. By 3rd service, I was knocked out.
God bless you. God bless you.
So on that note, I'm going to go home and sleep because I also have to rehearse. I'm in a play. I will be telling you all about it. I'm in another play. It's called Dear Diary. My first 2 shows are going to be September 15th, which is in Jersey, and then September 22nd, the following Saturday. That's going to be in Brooklyn. So the next Extreme Praise Show, I will let you all know the details. So if you want to come out and support and check me out, doing my acting thing. So thank you again for listening. We will be airing 2 weeks from today, and hopefully it will be on a Monday. Check us out on Extreme Praise Now. That's on Twitter. Also find me on Facebook, and I'll keep you updated. And to find out the archives or anything like that, to hear anything you missed tonight, which there was a lot of great stuff tonight, seriously, some great artists singing, rapping. You know, we got some great information on Stop and Frisk and what you should and should not do. So please, if you missed it, check it out, extremepraiseshow.com, and you can listen to that archive and any of my other archives for the last 2 years.
Can I ask a favor?
Yes.
Really quickly,
mm-hmm.
because Sheba Jordan would kill me if I didn't say that. You just reminded
you
me.
You just a shout-out girl tonight.
What? I am also in a play.
Oh, you are?
Yes. When you said that, I was like, oh, it's called I Know I'm Somebody. So you can go to IKISplay.com for information. It's going to be running from September to October 21st. In Jersey, in Newark.
In Newark. Oh, you always in Newark. That's where we used to do our play at, too. But mine will be touring at different places. So the ones in September is in Brooklyn. But thank you for the support. Thank you for always tuning in. And stay blessed. Stay out of trouble. And make sure you come back. All right? Love you much. Thank you for tuning in. Extreme Praise Show.
You got to give the princess wave.
Wait, we got to give the princess wave. Give the So silly. Okay, we'll talk to you later. This is Kim Harley. We're going to take it out with Miss Kim Harley from CCC. God bless y'all.
In you, oh Lord, I take refuge. Sweet rest I find in you. You come so quickly to my rescue. In your hands.